When our three karmas of body, speech, and mind are the same as his, then we become a manifestation of him. We come to this world to fulfill his vows. This is more remarkable than being a person of virtue and sincerity. Originally, we were reincarnated into this world as a retribution body to repay our debts. But now, we are Buddha Shakyamuni, coming to this world through the strength of our vows. This is the most remarkable and unsurpassable method in changing our destiny. From the book, if even our body is governed by destiny, how then can a body of virtue and sincerity not evoke a response from heaven? End quote. Here, the Master was talking of wandering thoughts and attachments. Our body really has nothing to do with destiny. What matters is the mind. The body being influenced by the mind mainly is the mind. To be honest, the mind of most people is selfish, is governed by destiny. We also fall within the control of destiny if we use our conscious mind. We use our eight consciousnesses of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, mana, and alaya. Information from the sixth consciousness, which is the mind, is transmitted by the seventh consciousness, which is the mana, to the eighth consciousness, which is the alaya. Our store consciousness, the thought database from all our past and present lives, good or bad. Why are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas able to transcend? They have turned their eight consciousnesses into the four wisdoms, which are the great perfect mirror wisdom, the wisdom of equality, the wisdom of wondrous observation, and the wisdom of accomplishing what is to be done. They do not use the eight consciousnesses, so destiny does not govern them. After we have awakened, we too will use our awakened mind. Currently, we are using our deluded opinion. If we use our enlightened wisdom, how could we not evoke a response from the heavens? In the commentary, we learn that utmost sincerity can split a stone of diamond, can evoke a response from heaven, can change destiny. Consider the well-known incident that happened to the famous general Guang Li, who lived during the Han Dynasty approximately 2,000 years ago. One time, he and his soldiers were on a march. On one side of the road, the grass was very long. There was a large stone partially hidden in the grass, and he mistakenly took it for a tiger. He immediately took out an arrow and shot it, and it went deep into its target. After getting off his horse and going to survey his marksmanship, he was amazed to see that it was a stone. He thought, I must be very strong to have shot an arrow so deep into a stone. He tried again, but failed to repeat his accomplishment. From this we can see that the first shot resulted from utmost sincerity, from having no wandering thought. When great master Kumaraja was about 7 years old, he lifted up a great iron bowl without so much as a thought. But when he did think about it, he thought, I am so small. How could I have lifted up so big an iron pot? He tried to lift it again, but he could not. General Guang Li had mistaken the stone for a tiger and was able to shoot an arrow into it. Master Kumaraja thought nothing of the weight of a great iron bowl and was able to lift it. Once they perceived the stone, the tiger was actually a stone. The bowl was unbelievably heavy. They were unable to repeat their previous accomplishments. Both initially acted from the mind of utmost sincerity, from no wandering thoughts. Thus, the stone was split open and the bowl was lifted up. From these two examples, we can confirm what the Flower Adornment Sutra tells us. There are no obstacles among matters or things. This is achieved when the mind reaches a certain degree of purity, when we have severed our wandering thoughts and discriminatory thoughts and attachments. If the mind is not pure, then all phenomena present obstacles. When the mind is pure, there are no obstacles. Utmost sincerity thus evokes a response from heaven. Confucianism speaks of wrestling with materialistic desires, teaching us that we need to let go of desire, not be influenced by it. Utmost sincerity can change destiny. Utmost sincerity is the true mind, as explained in the Visualization Sutra. It is the Bodhi mind, the mind of utmost profundity, merit, dedication, and vow generation. From the book, it is said in the Taijia chapter in the Book of History, one may run from the retribution of heaven, but one can never escape the retribution for one's own wrong deeds. In other words, one can alter the retribution resulting from past deeds, but if one continues to behave immorally, then there is no chance of avoiding disaster. End quote. Taijia was an emperor during the Shang Dynasty, almost 4,000 years ago. During his early years, he engaged in immoral activities. After receiving guidance from the great sage Yi Ying, he amended his incorrect ways. The previous quote was his expression of gratitude to the great sage. To say that we may run from the retribution of heaven means that although we have committed unkind deeds in former lifetimes, the retribution for them is changeable by our cultivation and accumulation of merit and virtue. The retribution of heaven, our destinies, they are changeable. However, the retribution for our wrong deeds is something else. These are the wrong deeds which we commit in our current life. The retribution that heaven metes out is the retribution for the deeds that were committed in our past lives. The retribution for evil deeds that we are to receive in this life can be changed. Our very destiny can be changed. However, nothing can be done for the retribution for the bad deeds that we commit in our present lifetime. And if we continue to commit these bad deeds, then we will be unable to regret and reform, unable to recreate our destiny. When bad causes created in the past meet up with present catalytic conditions which are adverse, the retribution for these bad deeds will mature. On the other hand, although we have created bad deeds in the past, but now in the present we refrain from committing them, then we will suppress our bad conditions. The bad causes still exist, but without the catalytic condition, the bad results will not mature. The principle in changing destiny is based on the condition aspect of the law of cause and effect. Cause is what was created in the past. It is changeable. But condition is what can happen in the present. It is changeable. We reap what we sow. We can plant melon and bean seeds. These are causes. When we do so, we will grow melons and beans. These are results. However, we obviously cannot grow melons from bean seeds or beans from melon seeds. Cause is fixed. Which one we harvest will depend on the conditions. If we would like to harvest beans, we plant the seeds for them and put the melon seeds away. For a cause to come into effect, appropriate catalytic conditions are required. For example, for the melon or bean seeds to grow well, the conditions needed for this to happen include the right combination of air, water, sunlight, fertilizer, etc. Even after the seed was planted and the cause was thus created, We can prevent the condition from maturing if we do not want it to. We simply leave the melon seed in a cup for 100 years. The melon will not grow. The result will not mature. Why? It does not have the right conditions. Therefore, even though we have created bad causes in our previous lives, if we refrain from wrongdoings in our current one, end our erroneous deeds, and cultivate kind deeds, we will not have the bad conditions for the bad causes to come into effect. Surely, we also created some good deeds in our past. How could a person only have done bad deeds and not good ones? How could a person only have done good deeds and not bad ones? Such a person simply does not exist. Therefore, life after life, all the deeds that we have done have been a mixture of good and bad. Sometimes more good, sometimes more bad. We do not need to be afraid that we have committed more of the bad as long as we refrain from committing any more. If we can block the bad conditions, even though we may have only a small degree of good deeds, they too will blossom and mature. Therefore, it is crucial that we end our erroneous ways and cultivate kind deeds. From the book. It is also said in the Book of Songs, to remind us to permanently accord with the mind of heaven and to seek the great good fortune by our own. People should often reflect upon their thoughts and actions to see if they accord with the minds of heaven. If one practices in this way, then good fortune will come without being sought. The choice to seek good fortune or to bring about adversity is all up to the individual. End quote. This reveals that the real purpose of the morning and evening ceremonies is to remind us of the vows of Buddha Amitabha. The purpose of the morning service is to remind us of the vows. The purpose of the evening is to look back upon the vows, to see if we have followed the guidance of the sutras, to see if we have been watchful over our words and deeds. In so doing, it will be meaningful to participate in these two ceremonies. In Buddha Shakyamuni's time, the content of the morning and evening ceremonies was the three refuges. The words in these three ceremonies were from the chapter of pure conduct in the Flower Adornment Sutra. To the Buddha, I return and rely, vowing that all living beings will profoundly understand the great way and bring forth the heart of great understanding. End quote. It was the same for the morning and evening ceremony. Ancient virtuous people compiled our current recitation handbooks. The content was suitable for people practicing together at that time. But is this recitation suitable for our own practice? If not, they need to be modified so they will allow us to continue to correct our faults and to benefit from them. The same goes for repentance ceremonies. If we were to participate in these and did the many prostrations while our minds were still impure, not only would we not eradicate our karmic obstacles, but we would create even more. This is similar to taking medication when we become ill. If the medication proved to be ineffective, then we would need to change doctors or at least change our prescription. The purpose of sutra recitation and repentance prostrations is to treat the illness in our minds, to cure our afflictions. If they are ineffective, then we need to find a method that is effective. Therefore, the King Jewel Samadhi Repentance Ceremony, compiled by Mr. Liang Jiu Sha, is more suitable than other books for the problems of today's people. Upon careful reading, we will understand that many of its phrases talk of our present illnesses. Hence, we need to choose the morning and evening recitations based on our illness and our problems. Now, many Pure Land practitioners at the morning and evening ceremonies recite the Infinite Life Sutra. The purpose of this is to cultivate concentration. If we do not have enough time, then for the morning ceremony, we can recite Chapter 6 of the Sutra, which is comprised of the 48 vows. For the evening, we can recite Chapter 32 through Chapter 37. These six chapters talk of cause and effect. They talk of learning how to change ourselves. Doing this, we will permanently accord with the mind of heaven and seek the great good fortune on our own. Used here, the mind of heaven means our self-nature. It does not literally mean the mind of heaven, earthly, and celestial beings. Rather, it means our own original true nature. If we can accord with our true mind, then we will achieve the basic virtue to return to our self nature. From the book, the master told me that Mr. Kong had predicted that I would not receive an imperial appointment or have a son. These are the retributions of heaven, but even they can still be changed. End quote. The master had told Mr. Liaofan that the prediction that he would not receive an imperial appointment or have a son were the result of the accumulated negative karma due to the wrongdoings in his previous lifetimes. However, these are changeable. Obviously, destiny exists, but it is not fixed. It is not something that is immutable or frozen. What is from the past is a constant. What is done in the present is a variable. From the book. The Master told me that I only needed to develop my virtue, diligently try to practice kind deeds, and work to accumulate many hidden merits and virtues. End quote. We can change our own destiny. We do so by starting from our heart to develop our virtue. From this we can see that if we were to seek and change only from the outside, we would be at a loss both inside and outside. We have seen people who try to improve their environment by changing the placement of doors, windows, etc., all to be at a loss both inside and out. On appearance, it seems as if there was some gain, but actually, what they gained was what they were destined to have. It was still within their destiny, a constant, not a variable. We need to change from our thoughts, from our hearts, to refrain from wrongdoings, and to cultivate only kind deeds, to accumulate many hidden merits and virtues. These are the good deeds done by us without letting others know about them. If we did something that was good and then widely let it be known so that others praised it, then we would have lost our reward for kind deeds. To do what is good and then lose the benefit from it at the same time will prevent us from accumulating merits and virtues. It is much better to do good deeds without anyone knowing about them. Even better, it is better if some people verbally reproach us, for this will help to reduce our negative karma. It would be best if our negative karma and retributions were to be reduced and even eradicated, while the good, the merits and virtues remained hidden. Today, when we do good deeds and are subjected to criticism and slander, we feel it is undeserved. Why do we suffer from bad consequences when we do good deeds? Actually, these are good rewards. If we did some good deeds and were immediately complimented by others, the merit and virtue would immediately be canceled. Therefore, we must accumulate merits and virtues while hiding them, not letting others know about them. Only then have we truly done a good deed. From the book, the Master said that these were my own transactions to create good fortune. No one could take them away. How is it then possible that I would not get to enjoy them? End quote. We will be able to enjoy all of the good fortune that we have created in this life. The sutras tell us that cause and effect are joined through the three times of the past, present, and future. Both our rewards and retributions in this life are the results of deeds in our previous lives. We will undergo what is cultivated in our present life in our future lives. If we cultivate very diligently, then without having to wait until our next life, we will see the results in our previous one. Based on this principle, Mr. Liao Fan completely changed his destiny. He had accumulated so many good deeds that he did not have to wait until his next life to enjoy the results. From the book, I Ching, the Book of Change, was written to help people bring about good fortune and to avoid adversity. If everything was predestined, with no room for change, how could we improve upon our good fortune and avoid adversity? End quote. It could be said that I Ching, Book of Change, was the earliest philosophy book in ancient China. It contains the most profound philosophy, which taught people to become saints and sages. It accomplishes this through mathematical calculations and predestination. It contains 64 hexagrams. Each combination has 6 explanations or predictions for a total of 384 explanations. It enabled those who knew how to use it to deduce and develop the changes in yin and yang, the positives and negatives, so they were able to know the happenings in the past as well as in the future. Changes as small as those that affect an individual, to changes that affect countries, to those that affect the world, can be deduced from these symbols. This is simply following the natural law of cause and effect. Something that can be calculated and deduced. However, what the master knew enabled him to surpass mathematical calculations. So Mr. Liao Fan's destiny was changed. What can be extrapolated is constant. What cannot be extrapolated is variable. Their shared purpose is to teach people to bring about good fortune and avoid adversity. The constants are a set number. I Ching, the Book of Changes, knew the variables. One positive, virtuous thought is a plus. One negative thought is a minus. So every day is simply a matter of calculating every plus, every minus. If the margin of change is not too great, then others can foretell our destiny with a reasonable degree of accuracy. After having his destiny foretold by Mr. Kong, for 20 years, Mr. Liao Fan neither increased nor decreased his good or bad thoughts, but completely accorded with his destiny. For ordinary people, Usually there are some changes. One virtuous thought, one unkind deed. Not like Mr. Liao Fan, who had no interest in doing good or bad deeds, but maintained a constancy throughout. Thus, his destiny was remarkably accurate. If the good or bad deeds were changed enough, then we would surpass the constant. Then we would improve our good fortune and avoid misfortune, and this is something we can strive for. It is stated in the commentary, quote, because all thoughts, viewpoints, and behavior are ever-changing, all the consequences of gain and loss, joy and pain seem flexible and changeable. These consequences can be added, subtracted, multiplied and divided, gained and lost according with the behavior of each individual. End quote. A constant is the cause. A variable is the condition. The key to changing destiny is determined by the condition. And it is the condition that Buddhism stresses. Everything in heaven and on earth, all existing things arise from conditions because they are a variable. And cause is a constant. By controlling this variable, we can change destiny. Thus, we can pursue our own wishes and goals to gain remarkable, perfect results. The Buddha also told us in the sutra, impermanence, no ego, nirvana. Understanding this principle, we can become virtuous sages, can become arhats, bodhisattvas, buddhas, all on the basis of this principle from the book. The very first chapter of I Ching, the Book of Change, explains that families who often performed kind deeds would have an excess of good fortune to pass on to the following generations. The master then asked me if I believed this. I replied, yes. End quote. From this, we know that I Ching, the Book of Change, understood the constant, the cause in this world, in the universe. However, it also knew that there is a variable, the condition within. By controlling this variable on a smaller scale, we can change our own destiny. On a larger scale, we can pursue stability and peace for our country, for our world. The Book of Change is truly extraordinary, but it is now a pity that it is now viewed as simply a book for telling fortunes. Now also, the Amitabha Sutra has been reduced to a similar sad state, just like the I Ching, for it has been reduced to a book to be used, recited at memorial services. These two books were intended to teach us how to obtain happiness, world peace, and stability, to change our destiny by accumulating merit and virtue. To do this, we first need to regret and reform. The master asked Mr. Liao Fan if he believed that a family which practiced kind deeds would have so much good fortune that it would be passed on to the following generations, Mr. Liao Fan replied, yes. The essential factor that enabled Mr. Liao Fan to change his destiny was his ability to perfectly, to deeply believe what the master taught him. It was the maturing of his good roots and good fortune that provided him with the opportunity, the condition to meet Master Yuan Gu. As the Buddha told us, good roots, merits and virtues and conditions are the ultimate benefits. And it is conditions that are the key to changing destiny. Cause is what was created in the past. It is unchangeable. But condition is what can happen in the present. It is changeable. The key to changing destiny is determined by conditions. And it is from these that everything arises. By controlling the variable, the conditions, we can change what was supposed to happen. Mr. Yeo said in his commentary that, quote, the first step in changing destiny is to correct our faults, to brush aside all the accumulated bad habits one by one, and to pull out all the roots of our problems one by one, to, end quote. To correct our faults is to achieve in our cultivation. Therefore, it is most important for us to be perfectly calm, introspective, and watchful over our own conduct as we search out each of our own bad habits and faults. By knowing these, we will know where to start, what to correct, and how to proceed. We can then concentrate and use all our energy to reform. In the process of reforming, we will naturally begin to broaden our minds, our hearts. As we broaden our minds, our hearts, we will become calm and peaceful, and our disposition will naturally be gentle and warm. We will begin to only have thoughts of benefiting others, to only have thoughts that are kind, speech that is soft, and behavior that is caring. There is no past. There is no point in dwelling on the past, on doubts, on regrets. There is no point on dwelling on resentment, on anger, on hatred. There is no point on dwelling on anything, for this will hinder our cultivation. There is every point in being gentle and loving and peaceful. We have seen that not being so was Mr. Liao Fan's biggest problem. The master told him to live as though everything of the past dissolved yesterday, and all of the future began today. If we could accomplish this, then we would become a person born anew, a person of utmost virtue and sincerity. And with utmost virtue and sincerity, we can learn to practice loving kindness and compassion for everyone and everything. In this way, like Mr. Liao Fan, we can change destiny. And if we can change our own destiny, then maybe together we can change the destiny of our world. Amitabha. Respected Dharma masters, respected practitioners, and guests, in the last talk
on Liao Fan's four lessons, we learned that the essential factor that enabled Mr. Liao Fan to change his destiny was his ability to deeply and perfectly believe what the Venerable Zen Master Yuan Gu had told him. It was the maturing of his good roots and good fortune that provided him with the opportunity, the conditions, to meet the Master. And it is conditions that are the key to changing destiny. Cause is what we created in the past. It is unchangeable. But condition is what can happen in the present. It is changeable. The key to changing destiny is determined by conditions, and it is from these that everything arises. By controlling the variable, the condition, we can change what was supposed to happen. Mr. Yeo said in his commentary that the first step in changing destiny is to correct our faults, to brush aside all the accumulated bad habits one by one, and to pull out the roots of our problems one by one. By knowing our faults,